Day one, living my dream, looking at the life of Joseph. Genesis 45, verses 7 to 8. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve you, a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all Egypt. This is a moment to grasp your deepest desires and to begin to turn them into reality. We all carry dreams, often God expired. But like Joseph, we need to keep them in focus. Life rarely makes it easy for us to see our dreams come true. And in the end, we need to seize the opportunities we have each day and hold the bigger picture in sight. Joseph did not allow his brother's betrayal, the injustice of Potiphar's wife, the hardship of prison, or the isolation of his family to distract him from his destiny. He made conscious decisions to forgive, be reconciled with, and bless the people in his life for the greater reward of living his God-given dream. Then, when his brothers re-entered his life, he is able to be gracious because he can see the fingerprints of God throughout his life, bringing him to the place where he can live his dream. I've discovered that it only takes a moment for God to inspire us with a vision, but it takes a lifetime to achieve it. God's plan for fulfilling the dream usually takes us on a very circuitous route. Unfortunately, there is no fastest route on God's GPS. But if we keep our hearts clean and our vision clear, we can arrive at our destination looking like champions. The challenge is this. Will we let our difficulties provoke us to be more determined to live rooted in God's will? Or will we become polluted by negative emotions and reactions? When Joseph was living on the farm in Israel with his family and had his dream of prominence and leadership, he had no understanding of what the end of the story would look like, but he cherished his dream. He always sought to serve, excelled in all circumstances, and learned from each apparent setback. He remained spiritually aware throughout his hard experiences and was so ready to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh when he was called to do so. In the end, it was a routine request to interpret another dream that suddenly opened the last door of opportunity for Joseph, enabling him to step into his destiny. Today, as you decide to run your race, be aware that you do not know what this course will look like, but be determined to run it with excellence. It is better to finish the race with honour and take a little longer than finish with disgrace. Decide that you will not take any shortcuts that sacrifice your integrity, but that with God's help, you will do what He's called you to do and achieve it. So take a moment to consider, what has God called you to do? And ensure that your dream has not become ensnared in wrong attitudes or mindsets. So let us pray together. Let this be your heart cry. Today, Father, I want to dedicate my life to you afresh. I want to commit my heart to live with the right attitude. I ask you to help me awaken every vision and dream that I have for my life. Help me to purify my heart from all bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness, especially where I have seen others as unhelpful. Father, where I have become complacent or weary, awaken a new sense of dedication in my life. Speak to me again and stir my heart with purpose and vision. Let me live my dream. Thank you, Father. Amen.